Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 6 o'clock on Dukes and Bell, the number one sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home.
You start getting connected. You start going to some Hawks games. Back then, the Thrashers were still there, so we'd go to some hockey games. And you just start building that connection, and next thing you know, you have a son born in Atlanta, and things are just – you just become part of the city.
Being back here in Houston, you know, having played with a few of those guys over there, gone through a lot with some of those guys over there, and then obviously the stage we're on here.
We really had to grind and work for it, so I think – when you get a group of guys like that and everything starts clicking at the end, it's really fun and it's really exciting.
All day yesterday, I roamed the house and was numb. I'm starting to get feeling back in my body and mind and everything.
It's Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah, the descriptions from guys, you heard Freddie's voice there, obviously Snit at the end. It's a process, man. When you spend your entire career like Freddie's been here and he's talking about, building a life, and then all of a sudden you find yourself in this moment. It's kind of cool, and this is why we've advocated for Freddie to get a new deal. Guys, it's going to happen, win or lose. Okay, we want to win the World Series, obviously, but that has no bearing. Don't think that this is going to have a bearing on what Freddie means to this organization moving forward. We've gotten here with him, and I think we're better with him, Mike, but it's kind of cool to hear all these guys talk about that.
Yeah, nice job, Chris, our engineer-producer, putting the audio together from all the things you're hearing from the guys down here in the World Series. Yeah, I mean, like, we're here now. It's not like, well, as we said earlier, well, yeah, let's go hang a pennant. No, we want to win the championship. And just because you have had teams which have won more games, I mean, the logic, I just don't understand who covers sports who feels, the best team isn't here. The best team doesn't always win. The team who's the most clutch wins. The team who handles their business wins. You know, the guys who know how to handle pressure, high leverage situations, those guys win. And that's been the Braves, okay? I mean, it's the most improbable run to a championship we've ever heard. Because, you know, it's funny, we talked with Buster Olney, and we mentioned the Jock Peterson piece where he says, yeah, he goes, wow, I'm going to Atlanta. They're four games under 500. What the hell's going on there, right? They're four games out, they're under 500. But, yeah, I mean, we even had to convince some of the folks in our audience about making the moves. Other guys, mush, it's not happening. So it's an amazing story. And again, it's Houston. They're a big hitting team. They got all the weapons, more weapons. Carl said it right, man, but then the Dodgers have. But hey, we've been able to knock everybody out, so why not these guys just keep on being clutch?
Yeah, and that's the thing. Remember this too. I mean, you know, it's been a minute, and I know we've gone through these series, but let's not get too high, too low, guys. You guys know this. I mean, after that devastating loss to the Dodgers, we thought the series was done, right? You felt just down in the dumps, and then we come back and respond. It's a series. So we're going to take it accordingly. I'm going to try my best, but I know I'm an emotional sports fan just like you and just like everybody else, where, you know, I'm not going to tell you I'm not going to be in the moment, but it's a seven-game series for a reason. Anybody can win one game on any given night. The team that puts together the best four wins or the best four games is going to win this series. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. Alex Anthopoulos on the way, 6:20. We got a game winner for you tonight in regards to cereal, so stay tuned for that if you're a cereal fan.
We're not asking you to be cereal. We're talking about cereal.
Right? Yeah, man, and I hope you are. I mean, I don't know anybody that doesn't like cereal. Even as a kid, I mean, maybe you don't eat it now, but I don't know anybody. I've never met anybody that says, I've never had cereal. So stick around. That's coming up at 6:40.
Because you may celebrate a game one victory by digging into some cereal. And the way this game is played, it'll probably be over around 1 o'clock tonight.
I know. It's going to be late nights, man. These starts, what are they? All of them, 8 o'clock. Yeah. I think, except one, which is Sunday's game, if I remember correctly. Either way, late starts, we know we'll be up late. It's Dukes and Bell. Let's get to the top three.
It's time for the top three at six.
Top three at six.
Now let's see what we have here.
All right, let's hear from Snit, because first and foremost, it's all about being in the moment. We're here. We are playing for a World Series. And what helped us get here? Well, obviously, clutch hitting, to Mike's point, but pitching.
Pitching, which I think this time of year is what this thing's all about. Our bullpen has been just unbelievable. Them guys have just been consistent, and I've rode them hard, too. We pitched them a lot, but they all, you know, they answered the phone, they got ready, and they came in and did a job. And, you know, our defense was really good. But I think overall our pitching was really good in both series. That was a tough, tough series that we just came out of against a team that had a really, really good bullpen.
Yeah, he's right. And talking about riding him hard, he's talking about going to guys day after day like Matzik, like Minter, said, hey, here's the ball, go get it done for us. And they've been able to do that. Now we've had a couple of days rest. I think everybody's fresh. We're starting over. And you guys know this. We might see Charlie Morton close the game, okay? I mean, it's just what it is. Everybody is available, however you can be used to win the series. At the end of the day, that's
hard, too.
That's all it's about. Right. Thank you, Snit.
Hey, man, one guy hit us up today just now on Twitter, and he said, so what happens if we need to get a bunt? I go, he goes, who's capable of dropping a bunt? You know what I said to him? I said to him, I wrote Mark Lemke.
Yes. You
know, call Jeff Blauser up. Get Glenn Hubbard on the horn. I'm honestly, there's not a lot of guys on this team that really know how to do that. So I know that has been a concern, but hopefully it doesn't come down to that.
Yeah. Guys, these are two slugging teams.
I mean, by the way, Chris honestly, said, the Astros aren't winning the American League Championship, by bunting.
No. These are two slugging teams, man. I mean, when you start putting the numbers out there and you hear stuff like, he hasn't bunted in 3 years, it's not happening. Okay, it's just not.
Yeah, but I will say this, you know, as far as, you know, creating runs, and because Dusty Baker has experience in both National and American League, he played in the NL, is the worry about when guys get on first, and I don't know how much the Astros are stealing bases in the regular season, but Travis d'Arnaud has really struggled, Carl. I mean, some of these throws he's barely getting the ball to second base, so it's almost like a free pass once you're on first, unfortunately, unless these guys are really going to do a good job of holding the runners down.
It's a great point. If I'm the Astros, I'm trying to run early. I want to test him. So if you see that tonight, don't be surprised. Let's hope d'Arnaud throws a couple of guys out. But here's the thing. Like Fried, I'm not as worried. I've said this last week. Fried's got a great move to first base. He, because of he's a lefty, it's one of those things where they're a little bit harder to track when you start saying, I'm going to get a little bit bigger lead. But you're right. And if I'm the Astros and I'm watching this last series, I'm running on d'Arnaud.
You know, and one of the big moments, I don't know how much you guys, the only real full nine innings of Astros that I watched was their game six, their elimination game. They knocked the Red Sox out.
Yeah.
And there was a big moment where I forget who it was. I think it was Verdugo was at first, and he got a late start. He missed it, and they had to strike him out, throw him out. And so, I mean, and their catcher was able to get the ball out like in a millisecond, talking about the Astros. But it has been a concern. The Dodgers certainly showed that ability. So let's hope. Again, it's not like d'Arnaud is going to get better between now and tonight. It is what it is. He's just at this stage, and we need him to hit. Because if you can't throw guys out at second, Carl, I'd love to see him at least give me a couple of clutch hits in this series.
Yeah, he's just been so good at keeping balls in front of him, not letting balls, pass balls, all that kind of stuff. There is value, all right? d'Arnaud normally hits better than what he does now, but there's value in what he's doing. There's no doubt. It's Dukes and Bell. Mike, you said you watched a little bit of the Hawks last night.
Yeah, did I watch? I caught every great moment, which was John Collins basically elevating like an and-one video, Cam Reddish making crazy defensive plays, and Trey just being Trey and going for 30.
Yeah, here's John Collins, by the way. He had another big game. We are 2-1 now after disposing of Detroit last night, but John wanted to talk about the Braves.
You know, I got to go Braves all the way, and whenever whichever way the series goes. But in terms of the fandom for the city, you know, Atlanta's an amazing city to be in when it's playoff time. You know, you can just see the rush and the fans and the excitement from all the, you know, the true Atlanta fans, you know, ready to support their team, ready to see us win. You know, always envision us going down Peachtree with the Larry O'Brien. So I'm hoping, you know, the Braves can do the same as well.
Yeah, man, the interconnectivity, if you will, between all our pro teams. You remember, it was like we saw Joseph Martinez hanging out with Ronald Acuna before, I think it was one of the Brewers games. We've seen the Hawks being down there wearing the pearl necklaces, the whole shebang, so it was great. Last night, John Collins, he could have dropped a pearl necklace. Okay, that's a bad reference. On Kelly Olynyk.
Yes,
if he had one in his hand, I meant. But, yeah, Kelly Olynyk, get out of there. Two posterizing moments for John Collins. We talked about Trey going for 32. Don't you love when Trey, when no one decides to get within 5 feet of him, how he does that slow wind up and he shoots it from the hip? A couple of those last night from Trey Young. It was just a lot of fun. And a guy that you and I have been talking about, what's he going to look like in a full season? Cam Reddish looks great, 17 and 27 minutes.
Kevin Herter, alley-oop. John Collins jams it home again. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, don't do him like that, John. Come on, JC, stop dunking on people. Hawks play the Pelicans tomorrow, and just a reminder, we'll have Atlanta United taking on Miami Wednesday, okay, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, pregame at 7. Hawks and Pelicans will be on V103. That is on Wednesday. So just a reminder, and we'll keep you updated on where the Hawks are just based on what's been going on. But last night, a good win. They came out with energy. Imagine that. So
yeah, well, they were really flat against the Cavs. I told you Nate was going to get on their butts about that. But now they got a bit of a road trip, Carl, at New Orleans, at the Washington Philly. And again, that Philly game on NBA TV on Saturday is going to be a lot of fun, too. That is a night game. Again, I know we got the World Series, a lot of things going on. But certainly a lot of drama when we rematched with the Philly after, what did you say, we broke their process?
Yeah, we destroyed the process. Hey, top 3 and 6 brought to you by New Realm Brewing. Hey, guys, check out their new sampler 12-pack featuring 4 deliciously refreshing beers that pair perfectly with the Georgia fall, including Hazy Like a Fox, the IPA, the Pilsner. Track them down using the Beer Finder app at NewRealmBrewing.com. We know there's a lot going on, but the Dogs are getting ready for Florida in Jacksonville. And Jordan Davis talked about this game.
Every game is special. Every game is special to me. Anytime I'm able to take that field, it's always special. Especially, you know, coming off an injury, you know, it makes me realize, you know, how much I missed it and how much I enjoy the game. So, you know, definitely Jacksonville is obviously, you know, an important game for everybody. But at the end of the day, you know, he treated it like another game. He just happens to be at a split field, but it's a great experience.
Beast. Beast is what that kid is.
Well, totally. Hey, man, by the way, the Falcons have released their roster. Carolina's all sorts of trouble. Sam Darnold going to get benched, it looks like. Spriggs, it looks like he's going to go. Remember, we were wondering when we're going to see Caleb McGarry there, yeah. Carl, back.
Yep. Yep.
But right now, it is Caleb McGarry listed at right tackle. So after a week off for COVID, McGarry will plug in next to Chris Lindstrom.
Wow. All right, man. And the Falcons continue to get better and better. By the way, tomorrow, 5 o'clock, Coach Arthur Smith joins us for his weekly visit. Make sure you are here. Coming up, though, we bring you the who's who. Alex Anthopoulos, Braves general manager, joined us yesterday to talk about this team as we head into the World Series. Stay right there.
The most important story of the day.
As he gets off the plane, he is on with Dukes and Bell, and we certainly appreciate it. Double A, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on the win and being in the World Series. I just, first of all, before we get into particulars, how does it feel for you? How do you feel?
Feels great. I appreciate it. And, you know, you said there is no bigger story. There is a big story. I got my Heyman beer.
Hey!
It's in the fridge in my office. I guarantee I'm the only GM in sports that has Heyman beer in his fridge right now. So I'm treating it like a fine bottle of wine. I figured if I just wait and I let it sit there for a little, hopefully in 10 days I'll enjoy it if things go well.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks for the endorsement. If I could hug you right now, I would. And I speak for a lot of Braves fans, Alex, we would hug you because, man, the moves you made, I know we talked about this last time, but how did you know Rosario, or what did you think you were getting when you made the move to get Rosario over here?
Yeah, so look, obviously I've said this at the time we did the deals. We needed a lot of bodies, and we needed a lot of players, and we tried on a lot of players. And, you know, did we think Rosario would go one? You have no idea if you're going to make the post. You want to give yourself a chance to get in. And once you get in, anything can happen. So there was no thought of, oh, this guy's going to go become Babe Ruth during the NLCS. And I joke with some of it. If we knew that, we would have signed him in the offseason. But at the time, obviously, adding left-handed bats to our lineup was pretty important. We had a lot of right-handed bats other than Freddie and Albies. Everyone else was right-handed. So adding left-handed bats. You know, the other thing, too, is especially for the postseason, He puts the bat on the ball. His bat to ball skills, his contact skills are very high. He's not going to be an on base guy, but you know I thought he was similar. And I told Snit when we got him, it's a similar profile to Albies in terms of how aggressive he is. Now he'll put it in play a little more, a little less swing and miss, but he's got some power as well. Obviously, he hit 30 home runs before, has a great arm from the outfield. But normally those guys that put the ball in play in the postseason, you're facing frontline stuff, elite stuff. People are game planning for you to get swing and miss. And, you know, it might be one play, a bad defensive play, a bloop, a bleeder. Obviously, you want hard hit balls. But guys that can make contact and put it in play in the playoffs, like we talked about, I think when we did an interview a month or two ago, power in the playoffs is pretty important too. So he has those two things, and look, he's done way more than anyone could hope for, but it's exciting. It's exciting for him, his family, and obviously exciting for us.
It's Double A Alex Anthopoulos, Braves general manager. Game one tomorrow night, guys, in Houston. Games one and two, they'll be back in the ATL Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Alex, what can you say about Tyler Matzek and this postseason run where literally Snit has handed him the ball every night and he's gone out and gotten it done?
Yeah, I mean, one, Tyler, of course, deserves all the credit in the world, could have absolutely been the MVP as well. He's that good. I've said this a lot because I don't think it's been out there, but Dana Brown, our VP of scouting, if it's not for him, Tyler Matzek, the name doesn't even cross my desk. He begged me to sign him. He sent some scouts and got some looks, and I was reluctant because it was going to be a minor league deal, and there was 2 weeks left in the minor league season, and why are we going to sign a guy for 2 weeks, and then he's gone? But he got on the phone with me, and he basically, you know, screamed at me to do it. We needed to do it, and I'm going with him. He's a really good evaluator and a really good scout, and when he's that passionate about a guy, and I always remind him, it's one of the best moves you could have made. It's a huge part of our success, but, you know, so we signed him to a two-year minor league deal, and brought him to camp the first before the COVID shutdown. He looked great. And then to Snit's credit, he's like, why don't we bring him back for that camp in July when we reopened up? And obviously he made the team and he's been outstanding. So a lot of people have a lot to do with him being part of the organization and for just Tyler himself, what he's done and how important he's been, the meaningful innings, the big jams, just all the big outs have been huge for us. So he's been an elite bullpen guy and we do not get to the World Series without all the contributions that he's made.
That's right, guys. Braves going to the World Series starting tomorrow night. We'll see Charlie Morton on the bump. So glad you got him back for another year as well. Hey, while we're talking about the bullpen, Carl and I were talking about this earlier, Alex. How impressed are you with the job that Minter's been doing? I mean, he's just like, it's kind of like he's found his, I wouldn't say found another gear, but Minter has been unbelievable.
No, you're right. And you don't know, you know, you always wonder because he was so good. Well, he was good during the season last year. In fairness, it was 60 games, but he was awesome in the postseason last year as well. Everyone remembers that NLCS bullpen game, that spot start he made for us and went three innings and just dominated. It's never been an issue of stuff. I mean, this guy closed for us. He's got elite stuff. It's just consistency, command, throwing strikes, all those things. But I mean, you always wonder, some of those guys just perform in the playoffs. And we didn't know what we were going to get with AJ coming into the postseason. He was back with us, was solid at the end of the year. But only until he threw that first inning against the Brewers and when he came out of the pen and looked really good, we came into the clubhouse after and were really excited and basically said, well, we have what we called the circle of trust. It's just a form of which relievers are your key guys in the postseason that you're really going to go to and that's really going to go to. And he was not in that circle of trust to start the playoffs. And once that Brewers inning came through, he jumped right back into it because he was so good. And I expect him to continue to be a huge part of it. But he's been outstanding. And, you know, again, it's been a big part of what we've done.
I know you don't want to give formula or strategy away, but what's the situation with Soler and what do we do with the DH? What are the options in the general manager's mind?
Yeah, so, I mean, the good news is with the first two games, we have, obviously, we have the DH, so all these guys are going to play. We're facing a left-handed starter, so that's obviously a little more complicated. It's a guy that gets a ton of ground balls. He's good against both sides. But I think, you know, you're going to see Soler play these next two games, and I think we're really going to take it game to game. So all these guys will be playing game one and two, and then when we get back to Atlanta without the DH, that's where the decision-making's got to come in. I know people don't want to buy in the small samples and so on, but if someone's hot or someone looks good or locked in, there's a chance we're going to continue to go with the hot hand. So, you know, it was nice. You know, Soler hadn't played in a long time. He got two at-bats. It was nice to see that at-bat off Kenley Jansen that he had. That was an impressive at-bat. And even the way he rounded first and slid in a second was really impressive as well. So I'm excited that he's going to be back in there. He's going to get a lot of at-bats these first 2 days. We'll get to see where he's back because you know, as much as Jock's been amazing and Duvall had some really nice games, and obviously Cesario was on fire, you know, we were crushed when we found out about Soler being out. And Sid and I talked before that game. Is this going to impact us? It was a clinch game against the Brewers, and we came out and won. And I think, you know, we were 3-1 in the games that he's missed, or 4-1, whatever it might be. So we've been able to hold the fort down. So if we get him back and he's back playing the way he could, it's a huge add for us.
Right. It is Alex Anthopoulos, guys, the brains of the operation for the Braves here, joining us as we're ready for the World Series to commence. By the way, I guess it wasn't that hard a decision because the Cubbies started doing a fire sale, but the Jock Peterson move, and boy, is he a loose dude, too. What the vibe he brings to the clubhouse. But was that a no-brainer to get him over here?
Yeah, I knew him in L.A., so there was a comfort level. I mean, he's the type of guy that in the offseason in California, he'd come up to the office, he'd hang out in my office and just shoot the breeze. It could be November, December. And what you see on TV, the interviews, that is who he is. That's as real as they come. It's who he is no matter who he's around. He's the type of guy that when he walks in the clubhouse, no matter who's there, you're going to have a smile on your face. You just can't help. He brings that energy. And that was, look, he's obviously a very talented player, but we needed that. We just were so beaten down and just so many things had gone wrong. And just knowing Jock's mentality and personality, not only did we need him from an ability standpoint, but from a clubhouse standpoint, I was real confident that he was going to come in and guys were going to fall in love with him. And, you know, to his credit, first day he was here, he was talking about, you know, we're going to need this in the playoffs. And he was talking like we were already going to be in the playoffs. And we were under 500. We were not playing well. And that wasn't, you know, lip service or false swagger. He really believed it. Or this is a playoff team. We're going to come in here. We're going to win. And these are things we need to do when we do win.
Alex, what's this been like for you with all the injuries? I mean, from Acuna to the Ozuna situation. I mean, that wasn't an injury, obviously, but what's this been like? Has this been the craziest season you've ever experienced?
Yeah, I think I told a friend this. You know, you get a lot of texts and everything. I said it's been the worst and the best year of my career, if that makes any sense.
Okay, explain.
You know, I mean, the way it was going, it was just, yeah. You know, again, you guys are fans too, obviously. It was not fun, you know? And it's a few things, right? It's not fun. It's embarrassing. You know, you're letting a lot of employees down, fans down. You know, I say this all the time. I'm a sports fan too, and I know what it's like to, you know, to not feel good about your team. And you know, as a GM, you take that responsibility. You feel it. You know, no one's telling you that. No one's getting on you individually. But as a sports fan, you have to get it. You have to understand it. So you want to deliver, and you also realize that you're not always going to win, and things aren't always going to go well. But, you know, when things aren't going well, you just feel a responsibility to be able to come through, clean up the mess, whatever it might be. So to finally get it turned around and to keep going, and now to see the elation and the joy and what winning. And look, we've won the other threes I've been here, but we hadn't won like this. We hadn't gotten to the World Series. And this is a whole other level. I see it on my street. Our neighbors did an unbelievable thing for us. I got home last night. They had just basically put flags and balloons and big cardboard sign thanking us, go Braves, and all of them, you know, really just up and down the street. It's incredible to see. And I told my wife, I came home, I said, did you see this? I was just so touched by it. And just seeing things at our kids' schools and things like that, like, you know, you realize the power of sports and winning and seeing Trey Young walk into the game wearing a Braves jersey and the city rallying around us, and it's awesome. It's awesome, and it's pretty powerful that you get to work in a job that you get to do things like that.
Hey, man, and again, everybody from the Pearls and everything else, and by the way, we did give some love to the skipper. Your relationship with Snitker over the years, I know initially, you know, it looked like he was just going to be a placeholder here, and he's turned into an unbelievable manager.
Yeah, he did a great job. I was joking with him the other day. I'm like, Snit, this is the way you drew it up, right? I think it's when he turns 66, you're going to have players with pearls, umbrellas, panda heads, swords. It's just the way you thought when you managed in the minors. It's total Braves, right? The way Sherholtz and Cox told you it was going to be. But you know what? To his credit, he's been able to adapt, and guys enjoy playing for him. And, you know, I've said this. I thought he's managed fantastic in both of these series, the Brewers and the LA series. Just some big-time moves, really being ahead of the game. Just doing some things that you wouldn't see him do during the year and understanding the urgency of the playoffs. And you know, you look at pulling Ian Anderson with 66, you know, that's not an easy call. And he was throwing well. He wasn't throwing a no-hitter, but he was throwing the ball really well. And we knew we had a really deep bullpen at that time. We had 2 days off. We knew A.J. Minter could go too. Tyler Matzik could go too. Will Smith could go too. So we talked about it before the game that if we have a shot, we can be really aggressive as a team, and we're going to be covered for the bullpen because we had those 2 days off for the relievers. Okay, it was a blowout game the game prior, but the fact that guys like Dylan Lee can go take down two innings and we're getting innings out of other guys just to get through the game, that allows A.J. Minter to go too. That allows Tyler Matzik to go too and to be fresh and to do it. And Snit making sure getting Adrianza that at bat. You know, L.A. has, I believe they were going to bring the left-hander in, but, you know, from a timing standpoint, it worked out for us that we got Rosario the at-bat against the right-hander, and obviously it was a huge bomb for us.
There's Alex Anthopoulos, guys, from yesterday. And, again, we really appreciate him taking time out after he just touched down at Houston to share his thoughts about where we're at. And now, man, it's just time to play ball, man. Well, it will be about an hour and a half. Can't wait, man. Game winner's pretty simple. Carl is one of those guys. A little strange. He likes to eat cereal late night. Not with, like, vodka on it. He actually puts milk on it. But 404-741-0929. By the way, Chris, are we doing your favorite cereal as a child or your favorite cereal as an adult?
I think it's all hands on deck for this one, Mike. Whatever.
All right, man. I was a big Captain Crunch guy, speaking about scratching the roof of your mouth. But now, Carl, it's Honey Nut Cheerios, the great taste. That's what I dig. That's my only cereal I really do get onto now. But what's your favorite, brother? What you got?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I'm on the Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I like Golden Grahams, too. The Cheerios, you're right. That's... What which ones, Mike? Which ones?
As you know, guys, we use the Christopher Lambert Highlander. There can be only one. 404-741-0929. Your favorite cereal right now.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
And the winner is...
Time to take the game winner on Dukes and Bell. Your last chance to sound off on today's show. So don't stink. Call now, 404-741-0929. Today's question...
All right, man, let's get healthy or not healthy. You like sugar? You like something with, I don't know. I mean, I wasn't really a cereal guy as a kid, Carl. I always liked my breakfast fried or chicken fried. But yeah, again, yeah. Captain Crunch is my go-to. But it was, you said earlier, Honey Nut Cheerios. Carl says you like cinnamon...
Toast Crunch. Yeah, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Yep.
All right, so we got 404-741-0929. Hey, man, World Series Game 1 edition of, so in other words, this is a bigger edition, Carl, of Game 1. Let's hope the listeners up their game.
Up your game, baby.
Hey, man, what you got for us?
Think of team ownership. He's been around the team the last few years.
You're going to have to turn down your air, sir. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for us, man?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
This is Sweet. I'm, again, originally from Southern California, and I could not wait for the Lone Ranger to come on, because then I could have a bowl of cereal, which was Cheerios.
Cheerios, yeah.
Yeah, man.
There you go, Cheerios.
Old school. And then, of course, the more flavor in the... Because regular Cheerios are kind of meh, aren't they? I mean, the Honey Nut Cheerios got a little flavor.
I agree. Yeah, I do agree. Yeah,
hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for us?
That's you?
Tonight's game winner. Hey, man.
Hey man, you gotta have a Cocoa Puff, man, with the chocolate milk left over, man.
Good pull right there,
that
man.
That is good too. Yeah. Well, what was the Dracula?
Count Chocula.
Thank you, Mike. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, there was Frankenberry and Count Chocula. I want to say that goes. See, when we were kids, all the cereals had to have at least 10 grams of sugar, right, per serving, so you'd be bouncing off the walls. Hey man, tonight's game winner. It's for being cereal. Hey man, what do you got for us?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
You got to go with the Reese's cereal, man.
Oh, Reese's. Yeah, Chris, that's the one you're talking about, right? The Reese's?
Yeah, but you know what, Mike? As much as I love me a Reese's peanut butter cup, I don't like the cereal. It scratches the roof of your mouth. It's no good.
Can't you, eat them more carefully?
Those things are built like shards of glass, Mike. I don't know, man.
All right, so it's like a little mini coronavirus, little building model.
Can't you eat it more carefully?
No, there's certain things when you scald the roof of your mouth on a hot slice of pizza or something or a scratchy French fry, but it's accidental. Chris is making these things sound like they're a death trap at the back breakfast table.
They are, Mike. Listen, we take our breakfast foods very seriously.
All right, man, be careful. You kids, be careful out there, man. Tell your parents. What was that again? Ask your parents if the Reese's cereal is safe enough for you. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What's your breakfast cereal?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
For me, it's got to be the birthday cake edition, Fruity Pebbles with the vanilla almond milk. Let it sit for just a minute, and it's slurp, slurp city all day long. Go Braves.
I've never had that almond milk. Have you ever tried it?
Yeah, Michelle uses it and drinks it. It's different. I'll say that. It's different.
I would have. Now, is the vanilla? I mean, they try to make it taste like vanilla goodness.
Yes, they do. Now they have reduced sugar and then they have unsweetened. The unsweetened is the one where you're like, is this really milk? Reduced sugar doesn't taste as bad, but yeah, man. It's
one of those things that's fake healthy.
It is.
People like to say, I'm putting almond milk in my coffee instead of regular. It's just as bad. It's not.
Right.
Okay. No, I like good old-fashioned cow milk, 2%. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for us? Hey, man. It's our game winner tonight involving cereal. And again, if you want to get healthy or you want to just be freakish, by the way, do you put bananas and strawberries and stuff on your cereal?
I absolutely have, Mike. It just depends. If I have stuff to throw in it, I
was gonna
definitely
say,
will.
Depends if the wife left something in the refrigerator that you can actually put on the cereal. Hey, man, tonight's game winner. What you got for us, bruh?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, check it out. I'm a Raisin Bran man, going back from way back in the day. I like the little sugar on the raisins, and then the raisins are sweet. But you know that Bran, it keeps things moving. And these days, I do have it with almond milk. And Braves. Keep
that's
on chopping.
That's two with almond milk, Carl.
Yeah, it's popular, man. I'm telling you. I mean,
Chris what is the benefit?
Half the audience.
Chris, what is the benefits of almond milk?
It's slightly healthier than cow milk, and it's for people that don't like to drink cow milk for personal reasons.
Lactose intolerant.
Or for ethical reasons.
That's true. Well, maybe we'll find out years from now that little almonds have souls, too. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. Tonight's game winner. What do you got for your favorite cereal?
Hey, man. I call them like you. I'm a late night cereal eater myself. I hope my daughter's not listening. I love milk up on Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes.
That's old school. They're great. Old school right there, man. Yeah, and Chris, can your supple roof of your mouth handle those?
Oh, Frosted Flakes are actually my favorite. Because you can drink the milk after. It tastes like a milkshake.
Why are you doing this to Mike? Can your mouth take this?
Listen, there are certain cereals, man. They cut up the roof of your mouth.
I'm with you. When I was a kid, Captain Crunch, if you were chowing it down a little too quickly, you would get, you could get that right in the top of the roof of the mouth. Hey, man, tonight's game winner is cereal related. Not a cereal killer, but cereal. What do you got for us, brother?
Hey, man. Hey, man, you got to go with Cinnamon Toast Crunch or Lucky Charms all day, every day. Go Braves.
Yeah, man. Go magically delicious.
Yeah. Keep your hands off me, Lucky Charms, which, of course, Mike Myers used in Austin Powers. Remember, they had the Irish killer? They always want to get their hands on me, Lucky Charms.
I just always get, you talk about jingles, right? That's one to just stay with. They're magically delicious.
They're like marshmallows for breakfast, right? Yum, 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 yum.
I want some of those, Mommy.
Hey, man, tonight's game winner, it's about cereal. What do you got for us, bro?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
What's going on? Hey, man. Go ahead.
Apparently, I was going to say, that cereal that Chris was talking about, he just got on the roof of his mouth, Carl. He can't speak.
I see.
He's down for the count.
Now, where do we stand on mini wheats? Is that really a
cereal? The frosted mini wheats.
Can't stand them.
No, but you got to give it some flavor. But to the point of the caller earlier, anything that's got kind of bran or fiber that's going to be generally good for you is going to taste like, you know, like
fiber.
Sawdust. Like sawdust, right. Yeah. So that's why you got to have the frosted mini wheats. I'm a big fan of those.
Yeah.
A little commercial, they jump in the bowl, you know, hey.
They're magically delicious.
See? There you go. Keep that, Chris. That's it right there.
If you put an Irish theme on anything, like remember Irish Spring? Strong enough for a man, but I like it too. Yeah, you can do anything with an accent. It'll just stick in your head. We got time for one
I
more,
like
Chris?
Potatoes.
All right, full bag of cereal. Carl, you've touched the nerve of Atlanta on the biggest sports night of the year with cereal. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What's your favorite cereal choice?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Rice Krispies.
Oh, now that's something I love Rice Krispie treats.
I don't
like Rice Krispies.
I'm with you, man.
Not in the cereal, but I feel you, man. Do you enjoy your Rice Krispies? Because I know I'm going to be up late.
Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What is your cereal choice?
Hey, man. Hey, my favorite. I'm from the old school. Kellogg's Corn Flakes with the sugar and the banana.
That's what's
there
up.
There you go.
Now,
and
here's what's crazy.
Sprinkle the sugar on there.
Yeah, Mike, I was going to say, we used to put that extra sugar on there. It was like it was like Kool-Aid.
Right.
Just putting extra sugar on there.
Grandma would sprinkle sweet and low on hers.
Oh, but yeah. Wow. Hey, man, great job, guys. Tonight's show protected by Mimecast. The email of the day brought to you by Mimecast, MIMECAST.com. Safeguard your organization against phishing, business email compromise, the risk of ransomware. Visit Mimecast.com. This was pretty simple. Go Braves. Dukes and Bell, you do not know how bad I want to win the World Series. All of our teams have almost let us down. And in a year where it looks like Georgia may win the national championship, I don't know if it happens or not, but the Braves are in the moment. They are in the World Series, and there's nothing more that I want. This is from Kevin. That I want then for the Braves to win the World Series. Go Braves. Appreciate it, Kevin. Is there anything else to say, Mike? I mean, that's where we're at, man.
No, man. Just got to get it done. Like I said, we've been surprising and confounding the experts and just playing clutch. And again, that's why I just, of all the years the Braves had the teams that were so loaded, that were as good as any Yankees team right back in the day, why not a team that came out of the trade deadline, right? Why not us this year? Why not?
We got 7 games to get it done. First team to 4 wins the World Series. Let's hope it is the Braves. We're talking about it with you tomorrow. Game 2 is tomorrow. We'll recap game 1. More guests on the way, along with our regulars, including Arthur Smith, coach of our Atlanta Falcons at 5 o'clock. Make sure you're here. Falcons turning the page, getting ready for Carolina. We'll talk more Georgia and Florida as well. Chris, let's get out of here and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Thanks to all of our guests today, and there were a bunch. Buster Only, interviews online at Odyssey.com. Chuck Smith stopped by, great insight, talking about pass rush, why we're not getting to the quarterback, and some things he'd like to see. Go check that interview out as well, guys. We also talked to Darren Eels. They have a match tomorrow, Mike. All these matches matter now with Atlanta United. We got to get it done, man.
Yeah, and again, Joseph, not 100%, but I got to be honest with you. This Miami team, I know that they're getting a little bit better, but I still think we can beat these guys. We beat them 1-0 about a month ago. Let's hope we can drop the hammer on these guys tomorrow night.
I do, too. Joe Patrick stopped by to talk Braves, guys, and Steve Weiss from NFL Network. We're back at it tomorrow at 2. Let's hope we're talking about the Braves being up 1-0. Turtle behind the glass. Great job, Bo Morgan, executive producing. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, 2 great jobs are open right now, USC and LSU. Mike Tomlin is not interested in the USC job after Carson Palmer threw it out there. We played that soundbite earlier, and good for Mike Tomlin to go off. He should have. But, you know, James Franklin's name keeps coming up. I know he did amazing work in Nashville at Vanderbilt. He's 65-30 at Penn State. He does have a Big Ten championship under his belt. But, Carl, when your team can't score or move the ball 2 yards in 7 tries and you're losing to Illinois, are you that hot a prospect? I think he's probably better staying in Penn State. State. I think there's some Penn State fans that hoping he does take one of these jobs, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's a great point. Hey, man, 22 years ago, where were you? What? Some of you weren't even around. Some of you were maybe 5, 10, maybe you were 20. 22 years later, your team, our team, is back in the World Series. Just take it all in. I don't know what happens. I don't know how it ends, but that's what makes sports so great. It's the best reality show on TV. Let's watch and cheer on the Braves. Go Braves. Hey, man, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
your favorite cereal is Fiber One.
Never say never, but never.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.